This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. Brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You cannot imagine how important this subject is. Enjoining what is good and forbidding what is evil. And doing it right, that you do it right. Because if you do it wrong, it's still wrong. And it's very unfortunate that a lot of the Muslims are unaware of the importance of the subject. The evidence is obvious. We see all type of wrongdoings in our homes, in our communities, sometimes in our masajid. And nobody is doing anything about it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described us to be the best nation, the best ummah. Yes, in the Quran. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. You are the best ummah ever raised up for mankind. But again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tied this to a condition. We're not the best ummah because of our colors, because of our language, because of our culture. No, because we enjoin what is good and we forbid what is evil and we believe in Allah. There is a qa'ida, ya ikhwa, fiqhiyya. إِذَا عُلِّقَ الْحُكْمُ بِوَصْفٍ فَلَا يَثْبُتُ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا بِالْوَصْفِ. الحكم, Allah ruled that we are the best nation. But He tied it to a restriction. Enjoining good, forbidding evil. Believe in Allah. That means, if we do not enjoin good, if we do not forbid evil, if we do not believe in Allah, We are the worst of nations. We're not good. We're not the best. We're not. Like I said yesterday in my khutbah, you will find the Muslims belonging to one of these two types now as we speak, the Muslims. Except إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبِّي. There are some people who have it in the Ummah, alhamdulillah. There are some people who do it, but very few. But the overwhelming majority of the Muslims, they belong to one of these types, two types. Type number one, they have abandoned enjoyment of the enjoyment of good, the forbidding of evil, totally. إني لا أسمع إني لا أرى. He sees evil. يرى المنكر أمام عين أمام عينه. ما يتكلم. يقول لك أنا مالي. It's not my business. It's personal. Amazing that they justify this. There are a group of misconceptions in the minds of those who refrain from enjoining good and forbidding evil. We call it shubuhat. The first misconception, they say hurriya shakhsiyya. It's a personal thing. Your neighbor may be committing adultery. Oh, it's personal. It's his personal life. Your wife may be not wearing her hijab properly. It's personal. I'm not going to interfere with her personal life. طب ده كلام مسلمين؟ A Muslim should speak like that? Shame. If you are going to speak like this, then you're making a very serious, dangerous statement. That all the prophets and the messengers whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to mankind from Adam until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are interfering with the personal lives of mankind. Is that a statement a Muslim can make? Sometimes they say, brother, لا إكراه في الدين. لا إكراه في الدين. There is no compulsion in religion, a verse which is confined to a Jew and a Christian. You talk to them about Islam, that's it. No compulsion in religion. Whether you want to believe or not, that's your business. But it does not apply to Muslims. No, it does not. Another famous misconception is actually based on a verse in the Quran. والآيه في سورة المائدة. Anybody who reads that verse, who does not comprehend the Quran and read the tafsir, the explanation of these verses, will reach the wrong conclusion. The verse reads, يا أيها الذين آمنوا عليكم أنفسكم لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم إلى الله مرجعكم جميعا فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. Oh ye who believe, look at this. You're only responsible for yourselves. No harm will inflict you. If others are misguided, provided that you are guided. It could actually invite you not to bother. Subhanallah. في سنن أبي داود أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه, one day he addressed the ummah. He said, أيها الناس, my fellow Muslims, إنكم تقرؤون هذه الآية. You recite this verse. يا أيها الذين آمنوا عليكم أنفسكم لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم وإنكم لتضعونها في غير موضعها. But you apply it in the wrong place. فإني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, I have heard the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, if you do not enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is about to inflict you with a collective punishment. لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَإِلَّا عَمَّكُمُ اللَّهُ بِعِقَابٍ مِنْ عِنْدِهِ. Look, Ibn Jarir Tabari compiled in his tafsir a statement by Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib. What did Sa'id say? وَهُوَ مِنَ التَّابِعِينَ مِنْ أَسْيَادِهِمْ. Sa'id says, من تمام هديك أن تأمر بمعروف وتنهى عن المنكر. You see, the verse says, as long as you're guided. Now, to be guided, you must enjoin good and forbid evil. It's part. It's one of the duties that you must fulfill to be guided. This is another misconception. Another misconception is, and this is a very famous one, I'm not good. I'm not perfect. I have my shortcomings. This is a very famous one. ويستشهدون, and they always use that hadith, البخاري حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, حديث أسامة ابن زيد رضي الله عنه قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, يجاء بالرجل فيطرح به في النار يعني معنى الحديث, a man will be brought and he will be thrown in the hellfire. فَتَنْدَلِقُ أَقْتَابُهُ, his intestine will drop in front of him. And he will go around it like a donkey going in a circle, الْيَرْرَحَ, like a grinder. You imagining the scene now? He's in the hellfire. And his intestines, اللي هي الأمعاء, الأقتاب, will drop in front of him, and he will be going around his intestines. عارفين الأمعاء, you know when the intestines? Imagine. فيأتيه الناس. The people will come to him. Oh so and so. يا فلان. كنت تأمرنا بمعروف وتنهانا عن منكر. What happened? You used to enjoin good upon us and forbid us from doing evil. What happened to you? Then he would say, كنت آمركم به ولا أفعل وكنت أنهاكم عنه وأفعل. I used to ask you to do it, but I never did it. And I used to tell you not to do it, and I was doing it. يعني يستشهدون بهذا الحديث. وأيضا أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم وأنتم تتلون الكتاب أفلا تعقلون. وأيضا كبر مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون. في آيات. طبعا أهل العلم, the people of knowledge, refuted, ردوا يعني, this misconception by saying, we're talking about two duties here. Duty number one, that you enjoin good and forbid evil, and duty number two, that you do what you're asking people to do, and you stay away from what you're asking people to stay away from. Abandoning the second one does not mean that you abandon the first one. Did you understand? We're talking about two duties. Duty number one, that you do what? Enjoin good and forbid evil. Duty number two, that you do what you're asking people to do and you stay away from, huh? What you're asking people to stay away from. Because you're not doing the second duty, does it mean that you abandon the first duty? واحد يجي يقول لك ايه, طب انا ما بصليش, حصوم ليه؟ او انا ما بزكيش, وهكذا. لا, sometimes والله يا إخوة, if you actually invite people not to do something and you're doing it, it will help you to stop. It will help you to stop. Because you don't like it. You don't like it. And I'm basing this. يعني, when you call people to guidance, you get a share. You get a share. لما تهدي الناس للحق, Allah will guide you to that truth. فسعيد بن جبير وعمر سيدنا عمر بن عبد العزيز, they made those statement. If we're gonna wait until we become without any shortcomings in order to enjoin good and forbid evil, no one will enjoin good, no one will forbid evil. سعيد بن جبير made that statement عن عمر بن عبد العزيز. يعني لو كنا حنستنى لما ما كنش, يعني ما عنديش أني, يعني I'm gonna be free from sins in order to begin enjoying good and forbid evil, who's sinless? Raise your hand. ما أحد. We're all with sins. بس at the same time, I'm not encouraging you to be sinful. What about this? Why don't you enjoin good and forbid evil in the area where you clean? We have a lot of youth here. You experience dope. Alhamdulillah, Allah freed you, saved you from it. Go ahead and enjoin good and forbid evil in this area. If you see somebody smoking a joint, أخي, this is bad. It's bad for you. It's haram. Oh. Allah freed you from, والعياذ بالله, adultery. Go ahead. You don't have to be. No, in the area where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleansed you and helped the people. وهكذا. One last misconception, which is, Akhi, I've been talking about it. Nobody is responding. I've been trying. I've been talking over and over again, but they are not answering me. That is not your job. Your job is to enjoin good and forbid evil. Whether the people respond or not, whether the people obey you or not, that is in the hand of who? Allah. That is the hand of Allah, in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our uswa is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rah feena tayyib. Hatim shita zalan wala hajj. Zalak. Tab zalan. سامحني والله احبك في الله طيب والله معلش ما فيش عربي جاي النهارده خالص ماشي طيب طيب sits in front of me in order to get عربي وما فيش sometimes عربي is not coming out. طيب ف these are some of the misconceptions that we have which stays between us and enjoining good and forbidding evil. What we need to explain now, ما هو حكم الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر؟ إيه حكمه؟ What is the religious ruling regarding enjoining good and forbidding evil? What do you mean by that? Any command in the Quran and or in the Sunnah falls into one of these categories. Wajib. What wajib means, ya ikhwa? Huh? Must. If you do not do it, you're sinful. You get punished. Example, which salah? The five daily prayers. Wajib. Whether you pray nawafil or not, that falls into the second area, which is recommended. What is recommended? You do it, you get rewarded. You do not do it, you're not sinful. Then, permissible, mubah, allowed. Normally the allowed deals with the customs, the area where there is no text. Eating, drinking. Is drinking haram? Drinking water, yeah. Haram? Huh? Mubah. Eating. Mubah. Huh? Sleeping. Mubah. But you could turn it into an act of worship. How? By adding an external element, which is what? In name. Intention. Before I drink, I want to strengthen myself so I can deliver the lecture for the sake of Allah. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, they were talking about the strategy which they follow to pray tahajjud at night. You see, that's what they used to talk about. What do you do, Ya Mu'adh? What do you do, Abu Musa? Huh? Abu Musa said, I wait until after midnight, I pray and I sleep. Look what Mu'adh said. Anamu awwal al-layl. I sleep at the beginning of the night and I wake up at the last third. Here is what I'm looking for. وأحتسب نومتي كما أحتسب قومتي. شايف الكلام؟ And I consider my sleep an act of worship. Why? Because it will strengthen me in order to stand up and what? شايف؟ Even sleep is not. But you added an external element to the act, which is النية. Comes in makruh, disliked. Comes in haram, the opposite of wajib. Where enjoining good and forbidding evil falls. الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر is mandatory upon every Muslim with his heart or her heart. What do you mean? First of all, what is the evidence it's mandatory? So many. في القرآن قال الله تعالى وَلْتَكُنْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمْ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. وَلْتَكُنْ هذا إيه؟ أمر على طريق الخبر في اللغة. أمر على طريق الخبر. وَلْتَكُنْ let be a group amongst you who enjoin what is good, forbid what is evil. في السنة, in the Sunnah, Hadith Abi Sa'id, famous. Famous like the sun. Hadith في صحيح مسلم. Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, رضي الله عنه, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, من رأى منكم منكرا فليغير. If you see evil, you must change it. You must change it. See it. That means what? You should not go and spy. You should not go spy in somebody's house and then come, oh, he's doing evil. La, la, la. See it. The evil is, if a person wants to do evil inside his house, that's his business. But if you see it with his hand, hand in reference to what? Force. But this does not work sometimes. I see somebody who is doing evil, and mashallah, he is. And I go try to use my hand. I don't have insurance. Probably gonna get a couple of limbs out of order. Did you do any good? Did you? That is why this subject, the ikhwa, is so complicated. Because of this. There are two variables here which can take you from the hand to the next level down. Variable number one is assessing المصالح والمفاسد. Assessing the benefits and the negative consequences of you using your hand. If you use your hand, and using your hand will lead to a greater evil than the evil which you're trying to change, it's haram to use your hand. The other variable, the harm which will be inflicted upon you. Like I said, I'm going to end up with some limbs out of order. That is not good. I may lose my life. طيب, if you use the hand and it will lead to a greater evil or a harm will be inflicted upon you, then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told you, فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ, if you cannot, then what is the next level down? Then his what? Tongue is reference to what? Speech. Maw'idah. Kalam. Assalamu alaikum, my brother. I love you for the sake of Allah. You know smoking is not good. It's bad for you. It's not your business. Okay. Whose business then? It could lead also to... Who are you to tell me what to do? Look at you. Look at you, man. Who are you? You coming out of the deserts, wearing diapers in your heads, telling me what to do? It could lead to that. The person is not going to listen. And then, of course, you may not control your anger, and you end up with a fight. Don't do it, because you're unable to. And then you go to the final level. Remember, you cannot with your hand. You cannot with your tongue. Then the last thing left is what? Is your heart. Nothing beneath this. What do you mean by your heart? That when I see you doing that evil, my heart hates it. I don't like it. But I cannot speak. He's going to beat me up. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, وذلك أضعف الإيمان. And this is the weakest. في حديث ابن مسعود والحديث في صحيح مسلم, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم says, ما من نبي بعثه الله في أمة قبلي إلا كان له من أمته حواريون وأصحاب يقتدون بسنته ويعملون بأمره وإنها تخلف من بعدهم خلوف خلف تخلف من بعدهم خلوف نعم يقولون ما لا يفعلون ويفعلون ما لا يؤمرون فمن جاهدهم بيده فهو مؤمن ومن جاهدهم بلسانه فهو مؤمن ومن جاهدهم بقلبه فهو مؤمن listen وليس وراء ذلك من الإيمان حبة خردل. It's the same meaning of hadith Abi Sa'id, but I narrated the hadith because the Prophet sallam, if you do not use your heart, there is no mustard seed of faith in that heart. Mustard seed. Why? Because if you see somebody doing evil and your heart does not move, that means you like it. That means you like it. And by the way, if you cannot use your hand, you cannot use your tongue, and the only tool that you have to use is your heart, that means you cannot stick around the person. Actually, it's more difficult. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi Sunan Abi Dawood, Hadith Ibn Mas'ud also, he says, أول ما دخل من النقص على بني إسرائيل. The first signs of corruption which emerged into Bani Israel, that a person will see somebody doing evil. وبعدين يقول له إيه؟ اتق الله، حرام عليك يا راجل. You smoking dope غيب، حرام. You drinking حرام. اتق الله، fear Allah. ها؟ The Prophet says, then at night he goes and he sits and eats and drinks with him. طب ازاي هذا؟ انت بتقول له حرام وراح تاكل معاه وتشرب معاه؟ لا. You have to split. يرحمكم الله. If you use your heart, that means you have to do what? Build a wall. If you're gonna mingle with that person, you must make sure that you use your tongue or hand. And that goes to a lot of the brothers say, well, I go and sit with them in the club, but I don't drink. I only just sit with them, chat with them. لا يا حبيبي. You like it. You're 1 inch away from taking the drink. Oh, I just go and sit with them because when they get high, they really get so funny and I like to be around them. They get silly. لا يا حبيب. You like it. Your heart likes it. And you're 1 inch away from taking a buff. If you really dislike it, you leave. لا تمكث. فاجين يا إخوة، حكم الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر واجب بالقلب. واجب، mandatory, using what? The heart. The hand and the tongue في حسابات مصالح ومفاسد وضرر يقع على المحتسب. طيب، what about the second group of Muslims? We said one group not interested. Why? Because of some misconceptions. What about the second group? They do enjoy in good, but without any good. And they do forbid evil, but with evil. Because they don't understand how to go about it. They may be good. They have good intention. But good intention is not sufficient. Good intention must be combined of how to do it. أهل العلم يا إخوة، they say this. In order for you to enjoy good and forbid evil, you must have three main attributes: knowledge, kindness, patience. Knowledge must come before the act. Kindness when you act, and patience after you acted. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of assessing al-masalih wal-mafasid. Assessing the positive and the negative of you using the tongue or the hand. Knowledge. Ibn al-Qayyim fi A'lam al-Muwaqqi'in, beautiful volumes, he mentioned four cases. Case number one, that you exchange the evil with good. That if you use your mouth, your tongue, or your hand, you will change that evil and turn it into good. then it's mandatory upon you to do it. Case number two, you change that evil to a lesser evil. Lesser. يعني they say somebody who's مبتدع يقرأ في كتب المبتدع. He is so good with reading the books of أهل البدع. بدع 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 بدع. Bring him one of these love stories. Read love story. Seriously. Read the Romeo and Juliet. Lesser evil. Do it. Case number three. Evil, another evil. Very difficult. فاسألوا أهل الذكر كنتم لا تعلمون. Ask the people of knowledge about this one. قل له يا أخي أنا كذا 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 وحيحصل كذا كذا كذا. خذ برأي a scholar, لأن الموضوع بيحتاج إلى فقه. Case number four, that you change the evil with a greater evil. It is haram to enjoin good, forbid evil using the hand or the tongue. You see, sometimes it's haram to enjoin good and forbid evil. مثال طيب أنا أحبه شخصيا. ابن تيمية was walking with his students في الشام في سوريا يعني. The country was occupied by Tatar. اللي هم الإخوة اللي أسلموا دول اللي بنحبهم تاجيكستان وأزبكستان وكل الأستان دول. سبحان الله, they came attack the Muslims and they became Muslims. Something about the Muslims, they infect the people. People go attack the Muslims, they come back Muslims. You know how many American soldiers became Muslims? Just by visiting the Gulf? A lot of Muslims. فابن تيمية was walking with his students and they found a Tatar drinking alcohol. Getting drunk. For they wanted to go and enjoy good and forbid evil. ماشيين جنب شيخ الإسلام. فقالوا, no, don't do it. Why? If they regain their senses, what they're going to do? Well, they had the swords then. So it's better to keep them drunk. شايف الفقه؟ Killing the Muslims is a greater evil than them being drunk. فقه, ما بقول لك هذه المسألة يعني. You must have that knowledge. You must have the knowledge of the issue that you're enjoining good and forbidding evil. يعني أنا قرأت هذا ويعني مع اعتذاري للإخوة المغاربة والمراتينيين والويست أفريكا in general. تعرفون أن الإخوة في المغرب يعني يدعون, أنا أقولها والله عن علم يعني, أن الإمام مالك كان لا يقبض, كان يرسل. عارفين القبض في الصلاة؟ Don't you see some brothers sometimes when they pray they do like this, they don't put their hands. دول يعني they say we follow الإمام مالك. وأنا أقول لك الإمام مالك only did this when he got beaten and he could not raise his hands. But they believe that this is the sunnah. For one of the scholars from the east went to Morocco and he was praying in the masjid. Allahu Akbar. Somebody came running like a rocket, pulled his hand down. He didn't get it. He was not paying attention. Allahu Akbar. He went back. He returned. He pulled his hand down and he stood there holding his hand, making sure that he does not raise it again. طيب إيه الحكم في المسألة؟ Where is the knowledge? The knowledge. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم نحن معاشر الأنبياء أمرنا أن نضع أيماننا على شمائلنا في الصلاة. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم معروف القبض هذا يعني طبعا أنا أريد somebody was praying next to a brother from far Asia somewhere there and he got the index like this. He brought a knife. ليه؟ Why؟ ما هو يا إخوة الخلاف في ديننا في شيء اسمه خلاف سائغ أو خلاف غير سائغ. When we differ, there is an accepted differing, خلاف يعني, and there is an accepted one. The unaccepted one when you don't have no evidence. يعني some waku, I was looking at the library in Egypt, and he wrote this book, and this is the title. فصل الخطاب في تحريم النقاب. شايف المجنون؟ هذا مجنون. The criterion in making النقاب حرام. يا أخي ما أحد من أهل العلم حرم النقاب. يتأرجح بين واجب ومستحب, لكن حق الحرام في النقاب ما أحد. هذا رد عليه هذا. This one yes. But an issue where you have an evidence and I have an evidence. Maybe my evidence is a little bit stronger than your evidence. We should not differ. The differing that leads to animosity. Do you understand? الخلاف السائغ إذا أمرت بمعروف ونهيت عن منكر فاحذر أن يؤدي هذا إلى القطيعة. Be careful that this does not lead you to animosity with your brother, because he has an evidence. معه دليل. Yes, his دليل is shaky, but he has a دليل. So that's where you need the knowledge before you enjoin good and forbid evil. Before you do it. While you're doing it, you must be kind. Be nice. يا إخوة, nobody likes to be told what to do. ما فيش حد يحب. Nobody likes it. Inside each one of us, there is a fear. Wallahi. Nafs. Nafs liha sultan. Nafsak. Arrogance, pride, I'm special, I'm the guy, I'm... And then you come and say, Akhi, you're wrong. Look what you're doing, that's bad. Huh? You help the brother out. I mean, say it nice. Say it nice. Say it in secret to your brother. Yani you find in the ummah sometimes, brother, you're doing this and this and this in front of everybody. The hatta يقول لك النصيحة في الملأ فضيحة. What do you want? Disgrace the brother? Take him to the side. Can I have a chat with you? How you doing? What's going on? You know, I saw you doing that thing, man. I don't think it's right. Huh? Are you sure this is right? Also the way that you go about it. You are appointing yourself to be the dictator of the law. You go and say, Akhi, I'm telling you this is wrong. لا ولا. My brother, you know, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Bring the messenger in the picture. صلى الله عليه وسلم. Take yourself out, يا أخي. Don't appoint yourself to be the. لا, take yourself out. أخي, I think what you're doing is not right. Oh yeah, here it is. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, so and so and so. You're out. It's between you and the messenger. يعني أنا لا أنسى هذا اليوم. بس سبحان الله, I don't want to praise myself because I messed up 3, 4, 5 times before. In the community in Maryland, we had a lot of West African brothers. And I don't know what's about them wearing gold. They like to wear gold, the men. And the day of Jum'ah, they like to show off with it. They come and... فهنا أخطب الجمعة. تعرف بعد الجمعة, you know the day of Friday, you're normally what? Geared up. And you walk around and men are wearing gold. What's going on with this ummah, man? So I would go harsh. أخي, this is haram. What are you doing? Looks, and he walks away. And you're the imam. I'm sorry, but I'm doing wrong. I'm doing it wrong. I'm not being nice. Yes, I may have the truth, but I'm not being nice. I'll never forget this day. I said, I gotta try something else. I took the brother to the side. Ya akhi, you know, in Jannah, there will be chains made out of gold. Do you know that? Nah. We'll be wearing chains. يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرْ مِنْ ذَهَبْ وَلُؤْلُؤْ pearls مِنْ. But you know, brother, the Prophet said, if you wear it in the dunya, you're not going to wear it then. I love you, Allah. I really would like you to wear one of these chains in Jannah. What do you think? Wallahi, ya ikhwa, he took it off and he said, let's give it to the masjid in zakah. I'm sorry, it's the way you go about it. You see, it's not. Why did they call the messengers magicians? Why did they call the prophets magicians? They called them sahir, walali, sahir. You know what the magician does? What the magician does? What does he do? He gets the attention of the people. People like to be around the magician because they get what? They get entertained. فَاتَّهَمُ النَّبِيِّ. They accuse the messengers to be what? Magicians, because they attract who? The people. Why they attract the people? Manners, humility, humbleness. Humbleness. People love them. يعني تقرأ يا أخي. Somebody came to the Prophet ﷺ like this, holding him, wallahi, from here. From here, he's about to strangle him. أعطني, give me what you have in that room there. Give me. Okay, let go. You see that valley? There is a lot of animals there. Go take it. طب انت الان اعرابي, a Bedouin, walked into the masjid and he beaded the masjid, urinated in the masjid. الحديث عارفين ولا ايه؟ You know the hadith, right? The companions what? Grabbed him. Look, he actually said, لا تظلموا. Let him finish. It tells you that if you're being, don't interrupt it. It's dangerous. Finish the job. لا تظلموا. وشوف في الآخر بيسأله, يعني والله يا أخي تعجب للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Why did you do this? ألست بمسلم؟ أنت مش مسلم؟ ليه تصلي في ليه تجي why do you come and be in the masjid urinate in the masjid. قال والذي بعثك بالحق by the one who sent you the truth I thought it's like the outside. انا فكرت ان جوا المسجد ده برا المسجد. ما عنده علم العربي. البدوينز يا اخوه they come from ايه the desert and they don't have the knowledge and they are tough. يعني they there was an emir generous one. He hated to eat by himself. فهي told one of his servants, go find me somebody to eat with me. I have all this goat. Huh? So bring me somebody to eat with me. I don't like to eat by myself. So he went around looking. They were hunting in the desert. So from a distance, they found a tent and a Bedouin was there. Ta'ala al-Amir would like you to come and have lunch with him. Al-Amir invited you to have lunch with him. A Bedouin. طبعاً for him it's the first time to see the hubar. A lot of food. فهي got into the goat eating. فالأمير يعني he's telling him ما لك منكب عليها كأن أمه نطحتك. Why are you being so tough in eating the goat as if the mother of the goat knocked you down? Look what the Bedouin told the Amir. وَمَا لَكَ مُشْفِقٌ عَلَيْهَا كَأَنَّ أُمَّهُ أَرْضَعَتْكَ. And why are you feeling so compassionate for the goat as if his mother breastfed you? The Amir, يا راجل. هذا Amir. This is Amir. وبعدين he invited you to have lunch. هو الأعراب كده, الأعراب كده. يقول يا محمد, يقول يا محمد, يقول يا محمد متى الساعة يا محمد. هو manners, their manners like this. ما هو نخاطب الناس على قدر عقولهم. We treat people the way that they are to be treated. For kindness is a key when you enjoy in good and forbid evil. Is a key. And then comes in the tool that comes after the process, which is patience. If you are in the business, rest assured, of telling people what to do, not everybody will like you. بسمو ميراث النبوة. Oh. يعني لقمان يقول لابنه يا بني my son أقم الصلاة وأمر بالمعروف pray 5 times enjoin what is good forbid what is evil and then what واصبر and be patient because if you enjoin what is good if you tell people this is wrong not everyone will like you not everyone will like you They are not going to clap for you. So that is why doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is necessary. So this is what we have to do. We must learn how to enjoy good and forbid evil. Because it is mandatory upon you. And you must do it. بإذن الله تعالى, this is just an introduction to the series. And I'm going to make it very short, inshallah. 3, 4, maximum 5 lectures, including this one. And inshallah, I will throw a test at the end of it. And I will work on some prizes. Because I really would like my community to understand this. I think if we do understand this, it will lead to diminishing to decreasing a lot of the problems that we have. It will. I'm positive. So we must learn it. Inshallah, we're going to cover the following. The meaning of good and evil, and who decides it? Me, you, your culture, my Egyptian culture, your African culture, your Somali culture, your Pakistani culture. Who makes good and bad? Who? Allah and His Messenger. So don't go and force people to follow your culture. لا. So, نعرف المعروف ونعرف المنكر. ما هو المعروف؟ ما هو المنكر؟ This is number one. Number two, the pillars of the act. Pillars of the act. The enjoiner, المحتسب, the one who commands, the one who sees the wrong and he does it. The conditions that he must have before he does it. The qualities that he must possess in order to do it. And we mentioned three. There are more than that. But we mentioned three. Knowledge, kindness, and more. Sincerity, using wisdom, and so forth. And after that, when you cannot do it, and when you have to do it, then we're going to talk about the second pillar of the act, which is the person whom you're trying to fix, the conditions of that person, and your relationship to this person. Is he your father? Can you enjoin good and forbid evil with your father like you do with your friend? With your family member like with your friend? With a non-Muslim, if he's a non-Muslim, and you're living in America, should you see him drinking alcohol? Haram! Drinking alcohol, haram! La. La ilaha illallah first. The problems that we have back home. Rajil Amir. Rayis. Leader. How do you go about enjoining good and forbidding evil with that person? Yani, I'm not saying this for me. Rajil Imam Masjid. In front of everybody. Ya Sheikh. Enta. La yanfa'a ya akhi. Ayyib ya jama'a. تقوا الله في. I'm not talking about myself. Everybody's nice here. But رجل إمام خذوا على جنب. Take him to the room. ما ينفع أن أنت إمام إمام الناس. Ashura member also يعني. You don't have رجل is. Try to take him to the side. Give him نصيحة. Then the issue which you're trying to change, the issue, اللي هو المحتسب فيه, the problem that you're trying to solve. Now this person is making something wrong. What that wrong? What is the condition? We said it has to be apparent. You cannot go and spy to prove it. And it has to be done right now in front of you. You cannot come to somebody and say, yesterday I saw you in the parking lot doing this. La, don't do this. Right on the spot. Unlike we mentioned, an issue that does not have any differing. ما فيش خلاف. And then we talk about the process of how to go about enjoining good and forbidding evil. These are the elements of our series, inshallah. Like I said, four lectures, بإذن الله تعالى. And I expect all of you to be here. In closing, some of the virtues and merits and also the consequences of not doing this. Subhanallah, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا إخوة was mentioned in the Torah and in the Gospel. الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل. Those who follow the messenger, the illiterate prophet, who is written in the Torah and in the Gospel. You know the first attribute he was written with? What? يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. He enjoins what is good and forbid what is evil. Ya ikhwa, this is a mark of excellence. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent messengers from Adam until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He would send the messenger, remind the people of Tawheed, remind the people of the manners, remind the people of submitting to Allah for Islam. Then the messenger will die and the people would go astray. They forget. Then what happens? What happens? Then Allah will do what? Another what? Messenger. Bring the people back to Islam. He goes away. The people forget. Go astray. Then what? That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَا and we resurrected. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He given him a mark that he is what? خَاتَم. The seal. No messengers, no prophets after Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a guarantee that in the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be people who will do the work of the prophets, but they are not prophets. وهذا قول النبي لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق. There will always be a group of my ummah, a group of my ummah who hold the truth, who have the truth. The truth will never die in this ummah. Because there is no messengers, no prophets. You're doing the work of the messengers, but we're not prophets, we're not messengers, but we're doing their work. Another virtue, brothers and sisters in Islam, is you stay away from the hypocrites. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the hypocrites in the Quran, والمنافقون والمنافقات بعضهم من بعض يأمرون بالمنكر وينهون عن المعروف. And the hypocrites, males and females, they enjoin evil. المنافق enjoins evil and forbids good. واحد يجي يقول لك ايه ما تيجي نروح نشرب الليلة دي. Let's go get a drink tonight. Huh? Don't you want to be wasted tonight? Let's go get wasted tonight. يا راجل. شغل المنافقين. طبعا يعني the consequences are many and inshallah we shared it with you. But enough that you corrupt your heart. Enough that you make dua and Allah will never answer your dua. Enough that a collective punishment will inflict the community. Enough that the whole community will drown in evil. يعني أنا أقرأ هذا المثل الذي ضربه النبي يعني سبحان الله المثل ده out of this world. وبه نختم. We conclude with this. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم says حديث النعمان صحيح البخاري مثل القائم على حدود الله والواقع فيها. Imagine a ship. A ship. The ship has two levels. A group of people got on the ship. Some of them went to the lower level and some to the upper level. Now the people in the lower level of the ship have no access to water. They don't have access to water. In order for them to get water, they must go up to the upper level and get their water. For the people upstairs, you're going to bother us all the time. What is this? Why should we bother them? So they went downstairs and said, we have a good idea. We're going to dig a hole in the bottom of the ship and get our water. By the way, the hadith tells you that they have good intention. The hadith actually, if you comprehend it, they have good intention. They don't want to bother the people upstairs. But if you dig a hole in the bottom of the ship, what is going to happen to the ship? The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if the people in the upper level do not stop them, the whole ship will what? Will drown. The same exact thing. Imagine the ship to be the community. To be the community. And some people want to dig a hole. And if the right people do not stand for them and say that's wrong, the whole community will drown. And this is very unfortunate. This is what is happening in a lot of our communities across the Muslim world and the Ummah at large. We have to come back to our deen, brothers and sisters in Islam, enjoying good, forbid evil, but be careful. Enjoying good with good, and forbid evil without evil. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته